kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell.
Oh, skunk.
Okay. And say some animals have been coming and killing your chickens. What general name would you have for that kind of animal? The kind of animal that comes in.
A wolf?
Or, you don't know.
A fox?
Well, you don't know exactly what kind it is.
Oh, a varmint. Okay. A varmint.
What is a varmint exactly?
A varmint in this part of the country, when somebody says it's a varmint, they don't know what they're talking about. They just know it exists. It's a varmint.
Would a rat be a varmint?
No. Yeah.
What about a mouse?
Yeah. Anything that is destroying or doing harm to you and you don't know what it is can very easily in this part of the country be referred to as a varmint. So I got some kind of varmint that comes out at night. I don't know what it is. It might be a rat, a mouse, a dog.
As big as a wolf or something?
Yeah.
What about an insect?
Yeah. Varmint would cover anything in this part of the country that you don't know what you're talking about.
Would you call a person a varmint?
I've never heard it referred to as a person, though. He's a varmint. I've never heard the term, no. I don't believe.
Bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees.
Squirrel.
What different kinds?
Well, the flying squirrel. Gray squirrel. Red fox squirrel.
Which is bigger? Red fox squirrel or gray squirrel?
The red fox is the biggest.
You ever heard of one called a cat squirrel?
Cat squirrel.
How does that fit in?
Cat squirrel. I don't know, cat squirrel.
That doesn't sound too familiar.
It's not too familiar. I've just heard the term.
And something kind of like a squirrel, only it's small. It's got stripes down its back.
Raccoon.
Did you ever hear of a ground squirrel or chipmunk?
Chipmunk. Chipmunk.
Do they have those around here?
No.
Do you know if they can climb trees or not?
A chipmunk? No, not that I know of.
And what different kinds of fish would people get around here?
Different kinds? Well, bass, trout, catfish, brim.
What about from salt water?
From salt water would be a species of a trout, flounder. That's all I know.
And something you can dig up to go fishing with?
Worms. Worms.
Are there different kinds?
Earthworms. There's grubworm. Grubworm's white and short, big. What's called an earthworm is no long worm.
You ever heard worms referred to as baits?
Baits? No. Not here.
That's good. And a little fish you can use for bait.
Minnow.
Huh?
A minnow.
And something that's kind of like a lobster. It's only it's small and you find it in the stream.
Crawdad.
Any other name for them? Do you ever hear it called crawfish?
Crawfish, yeah. Crawfish.
Which did you used to call them?
Crawdad.
And something you hear making a noise around the lake at night.
Frog.
What different kinds of frogs?
Toad frog. Your green frogs, which are the ones that have been to lake, the ones you get your frog legs from.
What about the big ones?
Bullfrog.
Huh?
Bullfrog.
And the tiny one that gets up in the trees? Doesn't get much bigger than this?
I don't know.
And a hard-shelled animal that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
Turtle.
Does that stay on land or water?
There's water and land turtles both.